Today, children, obviously we're having our monthly mass of Requiem for the Purgatorian Society. And when preparing for today's sermon, that idea of that monthly mass for the holy souls actually reminded me of a little story or a little talk that I had with my very own grandmother. You see, my grandmother, she only a few years ago converted to be a traditional Catholic, but growing up as a little girl, she was born off obviously before the times of the changes, and she was had a very fond memory from when she was a little girl. And, you know, when she was young, she never ever got to, you know, there was no school bus to take her to school. She had to walk to school every single day. And when she did so, she used that time always to continually say little prayers and little invocations for the holy souls. That's what she was taught as a little girl, and that's what she always loved to do going back and forth to school. She figured she had to walk and there was nobody around. What better thing to do than offer little prayers for those precious souls in purgatory? And then as she got older and those changes came along, then she realized that so few people ever offer any prayers for the holy souls anymore. And it kind of upset her about it, but, you know, it just was one of those things that seemed to happen in her lifetime that she never really cared for. Well, this is why, this very reason is why we have our monthly mass for the holy souls, for the Purgatorian Society. That way, it guarantees that these faithful souls of our that we have known, meaning we as a parish here all together, have known that these souls will never be forgotten. At the very least, every single month, a mass will be said for them. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing that is. You can't put any kind of measuring on the power of a mass and then to be said for their souls. What a wonderful thing. But it also points to ourselves that because there are so few people praying for the souls in purgatory, even more importantly is it for us to fulfill our duty of saying prayers as often as possible for the holy souls, to offer up every opportunity that we can for them, to gain little indulgences for them. Think about it. In your day, how many times you could have that opportunity to do something, even just a little thing, for holy souls. Anytime you have a little bit of time by yourself where you're not doing something, you're walking from one place to another, you're driving in the car and nobody's really talking, or you're just alone in your home, in your room or something, and you have quiet time. Those are perfect opportunities. Make even just one little prayer for the holy souls, or little sacrifices, little things you have to do in your day. What better intention to offer them up for than the souls in purgatory? You know, like I said, so few people are actually doing this. And think of how many poor souls are there today, just waiting for someone to pray for them. We're waiting for that one prayer that is finally going to lift them out of purgatory and bring them to heaven forever, to end all of their suffering forever. And you could be that one to offer that prayer, to make that little sacrifice, to bring a soul up to God in heaven. And if we do so, if we actually start praying and sacrificing for the holy souls and doing so frequently, you will have made a friend forever. And that friend, what do you think they're going to do for you in return? The first thing they're going to do is intercede on your behalf before the throne of God in their newfound glory, in that glory that you helped attain for them. They can't help themselves. They're at the mercy of us. They're just waiting for us, very patiently, but they wait for our prayers and our sacrifices. will you help them out? That's the question you should ask yourself every day. Can I help those wonderful holy souls? May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.